Having said all that, I don't know if you saw this, but I want to read you this story. Keep in mind the visions that were granted to the sister, whose name I can never recall, that we call today, when the apparition appeared, that we call Our Lady of Akita. Bear that in mind. Saturday, an asteroid roughly the size of a 10-story building gave Earth a particularly close pass Monday morning. That's 2 days ago. Asteroid 2017 AG-13 came within half the distance from Earth to the moon as it buzzed by early Monday morning at 4:47 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The flyby happened shortly after scientists at the Catalina Sky Survey first discovered the space rock on Saturday. And what I told the audience last hour is, I thought these guys were supposed to spot all these things, number one. Is it really a coincidence that it has passed precisely halfway between Earth and the moon, number two? And then number three, how about that? The asteroid just happened to come by, almost as foretold by Our Lady of Akita, only it didn't hit while all these apostasies are being so revved up and so shoved in the face of the faithful right in front of us.
Well, I'm not one for apocalyptic predictions or prophecies that such and such is going to happen in a certain year, but we see a sensibility among many people, even those who don't believe, that things are tending toward an apocalyptic scenario. Hollywood movies bear this out. How many disaster movies have you seen? End of the world scenario movies. But this asteroid is a wake-up call because there are many asteroids that come upon us quite suddenly because their albedo is so low that they can't be detected by telescopes, and they just pop out of nowhere. We have never found out what their orbits are. If you look at the Book of the Apocalypse, you see a reference by St. John to a flaming mountain that falls into the ocean. Sounds like a comet or an asteroid to me. Sooner or later, there will be such an impact. There have been in the past. There will be in the future. That would be one way in which God could bring an end to this insanity in the world, because there always is in salvation history, when the people lose their way, they turn their backs on God, a divine chastisement. And all these Marian apparitions that we've been talking about on your show, Our Lady of Good Success in Quito, Ecuador, Our Lady of Fatima, 1917, Our Lady of Akita, 1973, and other ones, all converge on the same point. There's going to be a crisis in the church. There will be a massive falling away. And because of this, the salt, meaning the church, is trampled underfoot, and God punishes not only the members of the church, but the whole world. It's a double chastisement. The church suffers, and the world suffers. And what do we see in the vision of the third secret of Fatima that the Vatican published in 2000, without the Virgin's explanation, by the way? We see a devastated city filled with dead bodies. We see a pope limping out of the city, barely alive. He makes it to the top of a hill with other prelates and members of the laity, and they're all executed at the top of this hill by a band of soldiers. We also see in the same vision flames coming toward the earth. Now, this was published by the Vatican in 2000 as an authentic Marian prophecy.
Right, right, right.
They're taking it very seriously. So this obviously shows the punishment of the world and the punishment of the church. But since the Virgin's own words explaining it have for some reason been suppressed, we don't know exactly the who, what, why, and where of the event. But it has something to do with this double chastisement, which is a theme in these Marian apparitions. The church is punished and the world is punished.
844-527-8723 is our telephone number. I'm not one for apocalyptic predictions either, but I do think that it is probable that we could be given ample warning signs. And my point about the asteroid that passed by was, okay, there was no notice. The geniuses that all the astronomers that tell us what we're supposed to think about the universe and about the Big Bang and this and that and the other, they weren't able to predict this. And my comment on it is that we are not alone, indeed. Of course, God created the universe. And we are also not in control. You don't have any control over this. It's quite probable when you're on the high seas and you don't want to actually blow a frigate out of the water, what do? You fire a shot over its bow. Right. Yeah, the bow is at 800 yards. You target 900 or 1,000 yards. You fire it over the bow. Close enough to where they can hear it whistling by, and they know that you can hit them, but not close enough so that it blows up, right? So you fire one over his bow. We just got fired over our bow.
Oh, there are going to be a series of warnings, I would think. There's just no way that this madness can go on much longer. But again, predictions are perilous. And the prayers of the faithful, the penances of the faithful, sure, can stay the hand of God. It's happened before, it will happen again. And I'm convinced that the prayers of the faithful and the penances that they did had something to do with this rather miraculous election result.
Well, I agree.
Who knew that America was capable of even a limited stepping away from the abyss that we were just marching toward lockstep as if it were inevitable?